So here we are in the Ram Mandir, and the Sevait, our Sevait is Moni Baba, Hare Krishna. Just to inform you, this is the ancient pilgrimage route to Badrinath. Yes.
There is one board saying that.
So this is an old route. So many sadhus have gone here. So many hopes are recorded by the leaves of these trees. Hopes of the pilgrims to find the Lord. And this is also the route which Lord Ram took with Sita and Lakshman, and therefore they are installed here in this very old mandir. We hear that in old times there was a Baba staying here who would serve all the pilgrims on their way. And Bhaja Vishal told me that he would pick mango fruits from these mango trees when it was the season and serve them. Here at this place, I want to tell you two pastimes about Ram, Sita Ram, which I find very important. When Hanuman was searching for Sita, he finally arrived at the gates of Sri Lanka. And at that time, the goddess of Sri Lanka, Lanka Devi, said, "Stop, you cannot go here." But Hanuman, who had taken the small form of, very small Hanuman, he grew in size and he slept Lanka Devi so much that Lanka Devi fell, and she then paid her pranam to Hanuman and said, "The old foretelling is that a monkey would come here and it would be the end of Ravan's rule. And I will make place now for you. You may pass on your mission to Ram." So when Hanuman looked for Sita Devi, he looked in all the houses in Lanka, but he saw the Rakshasas involved in various forms of sensual enjoyment, but he did not find Sita. Then in one house, he was just approaching and looked through the window. He saw there was a Rakshasa who was worshipping the form of Ram. And his immediate intuition was that he was making a tantric ritual to harm Ram. So in great concern for his Ram, Hanuman jumped into the house of the Rakshasa, and he jumped in between the Rakshasa and the deity of Ram. By that time it was night time. The Rakshasa looked at him. "Who are you?" Hanuman was, "Say, who are you?" The Rakshasa said, "You must be Hanuman, the servant of my Ram." And he paid the obeisances. Hanuman could not make sense of this. This was a Rakshasa. So he asked her, "Who are you?" Well, the Rakshasa said, "I'm the brother of Ravan. I'm Vibhishan. Mm-hmm. And I'm worshipping the Lord of my heart, Sri Ram. But tell me one thing. You, Ram, Duta, Hanuman, tell me one thing. I'm chanting his name, I'm singing his name, I'm doing his puja, but Lord Ram has not yet appeared before me. What is the secret that Ram shows his mercy to any living being? So Hanuman said, oh, listen, Vibhishan, it is not enough to do, to chant his name. You must do Ram Seva. Then if you do Ram Seva, Lord Ram will certainly appear before you. This is the great, great secret which Hanuman revealed. We can do jap, we can do various things, but we should do seva for Ram. Another very nice leela I want to tell, I don't know if you were there, so I will repeat it. When Ram was facing Ravan on the battlefield, he noticed he could not kill Ravan, because Ravan could only be killed with an arrow that went straight into his heart. But Ram could see he could not shoot that arrow, because in the heart of Ravan was Sita. Yes, Ravan was meditating from morning till evening only on one thing. He was meditating only on Sita Devi. How could Ram shoot an arrow at his most beloved Sita Devi? But Ravan could only be killed in this way. So somehow Ram needed to bring Sita out of the heart of Ravan. And he is Ram, he is supremely intelligent. He knew, an idea came to his mind. He knew that Ravan had this blessing that if anyone would shoot away his head, the head would grow again. Wash. It would come again, and the head would laugh. You can't kill me. So still, Ram began to aim his celebrated arrows at the head of Ravan, and one head after the other went, vroom, wash, wash, wash. And first, Ravan was laughing, because the head was growing again. But after some time, this got on his ego. I think you can understand the mindset of Ravan. I mean, this mortal is just taking one head after one, and the head. And at that moment, anger came into his heart. And the moment anger was there, Sita left. And this was the moment Ram had waited for. At that time a saint came and gave him a particular mantra to be used to empower his arrow in an extra way, and at that time Ram shot his arrow into the heart and killed Ravan. Sri Ramachandra ki jai. There is a saying, where there is calm, there cannot be any Ram. And where Ram is, there is no calm. They exclude each other. In the same way, when there is anger, Mother Sita cannot be there. But when Mother Sita is there, there cannot be anger. So somehow Ram Ravan lost his meditation on Sita, and that was his end. I very much always think like this. In this human life, we should always have the image of Radha and Krishna, Sita and Ram in our hearts. If this image is in our heart, if we can meditate about it, them, the numerous obstacles which are like highway plunderers who sit left and right from our spiritual path, they cannot come and bind us with the heavy ropes of the thought I'm important and I'm this and that. So this is the beautiful story on this temple. I mean, it's not the story on this temple. These are two leelas which come to my mind, and this place is very dear to the Vaishnavas. And Moni Baba, we are very grateful to our Moni Baba that he maintains this. Here also, Atul Krishna did 2 months of puja with disciplined mind. Moni Baba, we are so happy here.
Hanuman Chalisa.
Hanuman Chalisa. Oh, wow. Oh yeah, thank you. Wow. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, you know how to sing that, isn't it? But not from Hindi?
Not Hindi.
Wonderful.